Today, we are celebrating the 50th anniversary of United Way of Connecticut 211, which again is operated by the United Way of Connecticut 211, a free confidential information and referral service connecting people to essential health and human services support. And you've been hearing about 211, I think, more than ever, because all we keep doing is talking about the severe cold weather protocol lately, and a reminder to go to 211 or 211ct.org to find a warming center or a shelter nearest you. I wanted to have Lisa Tepper Bates back on the show, president and CEO of United Way Connecticut, to talk more about this. Lisa, what an exciting day.
Good morning, Melissa. And yes, it really is an exciting day. So thank you for helping honor our 50th anniversary.
I mean, let's talk about the humble beginnings of 211 50 years ago and how much has changed and how much it's grown, I would think, in the last five decades.
Yeah. So, you know, if you turn back the clock to 50 years ago, we had regional offices across the state where you had people sitting at a table with a phone and a binder of local resources. And people could call on that hardline phone, for those of you that remember what those phones looked like, and they would tell them if there was a local food pantry that they could go to. They mostly had just what was right in their little town or maybe a little bit further out. So that was good. It was a really good start. But from there, Melissa, we have actually become a statewide center with a statewide database of all of the resources running 24 hours a day, not just 8 hours a day, Monday through Friday, and a fully professional contact center. So all of our folks are trained to really understand the resources and also trained to understand how to work with people who may be feeling like they're in a crisis. So we're really proud of that team, and our call volume has just gone up and up and up. And when we rolled out our website in the 2000s, at first there wasn't much traffic. It was new, and we had one of the first 211 websites. But today we have about 1,200,000 hits on our website every year, and our call volume is up around close to 500,000 calls.
Wow, that's unbelievable. And I know we've had you on recently, Lisa, a few times within the last calendar year, because there needs to be more financial stability, but also more staffing to be able to handle that call volume and that the online need, right?
That's exactly right, Melissa. And you know, that came into very, very stark relief when the SNAP benefits were frozen. Mm-hmm. Our call volume increased by tenfold. Almost overnight, as people went to the grocery store and realized they didn't have any money on their card to bring food home to their families. Our legislators and our governor, I think during that period, realized more than ever how very important this service is as truly a lifeline to people across our state. And as a result of that, I think it drew their attention to how important 211 is going to be, not just during that period, but going forward with so many changes at the federal level. And we did get some extra funding, at least for the next 18 months. So we're very, very pleased about that. That was our first additional funding over a flat contract in 15 years.
And we are obviously in a legislative session, Lisa. I'm not sure if there's more pushes for more funding or, again, if there are conversations happening about kind of bulking up the staffing needed, again, to keep 211 going as successfully as it has for so many years.
Yeah, Melissa, you know, we just recently got this additional funding, and in all honesty, we believe it is our first responsibility to prove what we can do with that. And our hope is that we build on that. We show our legislators and our governor and members of public, look, when you give us additional funds, we will provide more service to more people. And then we'll keep making our case. So I think this year our job is to serve the people of Connecticut, make the very best use of the additional funding that we have, support our colleagues who are in the social safety net and who also really need additional resources and go forward from there, because we'll want to sustain this higher level of funding. Melissa, this is just out of the emergency $500 million federal response fund. So, you know, we know that we are going to show the value and make our case to maintain that higher level of funding and perhaps more if the need continues to be what it has been.
And again, we have Lisa Tepper-Bates here, president and CEO of United Way of Connecticut, which is in charge of 211. Lisa, you had mentioned before when 211ct.org first launched, it was one of the first, I want to say you said in the nation, to have a platform like that. Is 211 something that the average state has? I'm not sure. I only focus on Connecticut. So is 211 something that every state has what we have?
You know, that's a great question. And yes, almost all people across the United States can reach a 211. 99% of U.S. territory actually is covered by a 211. However, they are very, very different in each state. Mm. So we were the first statewide 211 service, which, again, is really important because then you're able to be more effective with all of the resources you get. Where you have a lot of little 211s operating at a county level or a town level, they just don't have the ability to serve people quite as well as with a statewide 211. And yes, we were the first, we believe, 211 in the nation to launch a website. And we have shared our very innovative web tools with other 211s, including in Denver, Colorado. They use some of our tools. So we do try to be helpful to other 211s in our shared network. We all serve the same mission.
I think that's pretty cool. I think that's something that Connecticut should be really proud of. You know, that we because to your point, Lisa, there will be offerings or there will be agencies, for example, that are, you know, universally offered at every single state. But, you know, the way that we prioritize, handle it, invest in it, what have you, can look very, very different. And it sounds like Connecticut is very focused on 211. And to your point, really getting to every person's needs as much as we possibly can and as effectively as we can. And I think that is certainly worth celebrating.
Well, I agree with you, Melissa, because just think about, you know, a young mom who's sitting at home and realizes that she just is not going to be able to afford food this month. She could do a bunch of searches for help. She could talk to her neighbors or her family and say, what do you think I should do? And maybe she should do some of that and she should have that support. But if she just makes that call to 211, we can tell her very quickly what the best resources are, what kind of proof of residency she might need to access something in her town, what bus she should take to get there while they're open. And we can provide all of that very quickly. And what we find is that really helps people to manage their anxiety and their stress and be effective with their own time, because we know a lot of people are working not just one job, but two or three. And to get them the right help quickly is so important.
I agree. Lisa Tepper-Bates, I want to thank you so much for always making the time for WICC, and especially on the 50th anniversary of United Way of Connecticut 211. Thank you so much. And we will link more information to 211 on our website, voiceofct.com. We'll attach it to Lisa's podcast on right under Melissa in the Morning.